Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC in Daphne, Alabama, with your host, Hall of Fame Financial Advisor Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
And Financial Advisor Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, gentlemen?
Well, I thought I'd start with a joke.
Oh, Lori. Good.
You know, Santa has it real great. He has the addresses of all the bad little girls.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad. I have to give it to you that... And I know you love to start with a joke, and it's important because it makes us feel better to laugh, you know. But you know, we talk about serious stuff on here. We talk about ensuring people have a comfortable retirement. That's what we're here for, to help people figure out how to have a comfortable retirement.
Well, I want to tell a little story of clients that came in yesterday, Gary.
Okay.
You were there. I can't mention names, but they've been with me about 13 years, Laurie, and. Man, you know, we figured a guaranteed income. They're drawing a guaranteed income, and he's sickly now. He's getting close to being, you know, disabled and down, and go to a nursing home. They've got this nursing home doubler in their coverage. You know, income doubles if they get confined to a nursing home and all.
Really?
He came up to me and said, thank you for what you did for us, because it's going to come so in handy right now for this. And that made me feel good.
Cause, absolutely.
Cause, you know, been with me 13 years, they're like family. They even came to our wedding. When we got married, when Jill and I got married. So they're you know, like family. And when you get a thank you like that, sincere thank you, shook my hand and grabbed my hand and said thank you. And that made me feel good.
It should. I mean, you derive great pleasure out of helping people.
I do.
And
well,
you've done it for many years with Safe Harbor Financial Services.
It's not
services.
About the money, really. Money was a long time ago. It's about helping people.
Tell me about this income doubler.
Well, it's guaranteed income for life for both you and your spouse, but the income doubles if you get confined to a nursing home or need home health care. And they had the income, they've been drawing income for a long time, and all of a sudden they needed home health care.
And of course that income is based on how much you invest to start
right, that is.
Okay.
And they were very comfortable. They had a comfortable living, but then all of a sudden this happened, you know, and you see him going downhill, and they brought him in there, he wanted to see us one more time. Before he got, you
that's
know,
sweet.
Got
hopefully
confined.
We see him more than one more time. But you're exactly right. You know, a lot of people plan for retirement and they plan for the financial part, but then they kind of just expect all the other aspects to unfold and unfold automatically and happily. And it just doesn't happen automatically. You need a financial advisor, or I'll call it a coach, someone that is there with you over a long period of time, who is helping you watch out for all the risks that you're going to encounter when you retire.
You're right, Gary. Gary's been with me now 2 or 3 years, and he's been my personal protege, I guess you'd call it. And he's learned a lot. He's smart. He's picked it up, and he knows my clients pretty well now, and he's in there every day. He sees them.
You know, it's helping people maybe step back and take a different perspective on what they expect retirement to be. If we help them look at it from a different perspective, they tend to not have unrealistic expectations. We all want to retire comfortably, and right. Comfortably is different for different people. But when you retire, just like living in everyday life, there are risks that you encounter when you retire. You just mentioned one of them, running out of money. You know, running out of money is in the top five of one of our biggest concerns when we retire. Because,
absolutely.
And I've said this many times, I hate to sound like a broken record, but the amount of money you have determines the lifestyle you have, and the lifestyle that you have determines how comfortable you are in retirement.
So the sooner you take advantage of a complimentary consultation to sit down with Jim and his staff at Safe Harbor Financial Services, the sooner the better to determine what type of retirement you are capable of having. So we encourage our radio program listeners to call for that complimentary consultation at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Toll free is available if you need it, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And I kind of like the way Vicki said it last week with the last four digits of our number. I can't do it.
1226.
1226. But also, you know, always remember, you know, go to our website and you can look up information about different aspects of retirement planning, everything from planning income to dealing with Medicare to dealing with Social Security. You know, it's not one aspect of retirement that you only have to be concerned with. You know, a lot of people think, well, I just need to make enough money to be retired and not run out of money. Well, that's an important part of planning for retirement. And I don't think we can say planning enough, because
no.
Good planning helps you prepare for what's going to be available to you in the future.
I think I coined this phrase, Gary, on this show. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.
And I see that on the wall on one of our one of the frames that we have that phrase framed, because yeah, it is important. People worry almost as much about running out of money as they worry about health care.
Sure they do, and it's an important thing to worry about. If you don't have enough money for retirement, if you're depending on something that's not guaranteed, or the market, which is up and down, you could run out of money, and the market's certainly unstable right now. You know, we've had some periods of unstable the last 3 or 4 weeks. And, you know, if you're getting retirement age or in retirement, you can't afford that kind of flexibility. You got to have some guarantee in that portfolio.
Yeah, you say all the time, you can kind of pick your retirement date. This last year, many people had to pick their retirement date early because of COVID. You know, they didn't have a choice. Their
right.
businesses either closed, or they had to work from home, or businesses downsized. So if you have to retire in a down market, well, you're starting to pull money from resources that you have saved all your life, but you're starting at a lower level. So
right.
what you expect may not be what you can have.
So start early and plan early and set up some guaranteed income that you get in there with some of your money. You don't have to use all of it, but start a guaranteed lifetime income you cannot outlive. And it has some other features, too. It has some nursing home features built in it, things like that. That's, like I mentioned the story earlier, is going to come in handy. We call it home health care doubler. It's not nursing home. It's called home health care doubler.
Right. It's basically an income doubler for a financial strategy that you're using to create income that'll go for the rest of your life. Because our biggest threat in retirement, I mean our very biggest threat that most of us kind of take for granted, is our longevity.
Yeah.
You know, most of us never think about our death, and I don't want people to dwell on thinking about their death, but most of us don't take the next step and say, well, how long do I have to plan to live? You know, my parents probably planned to live to about 75, maybe 80. Well, the reality of us today, people who are your age and my age, is, you know, 85 to 90, 95 to 100 is not an unrealistic age to plan to live to, because medical science is keeping us alive longer and longer. We're trying to watch things with our health care, you know, watching cholesterol, diabetes, and obesity. Those are the three big ones. You can't predict a heart attack. You can't predict
exactly.
cancer. So longevity is one of the hardest things to plan for.
You can't plan for accidents and things like that, and it's going to happen, you know, things like that unexpectedly. You got to make sure you've got something in place that if you should die unexpectedly, your spouse is going to be taken care of, or vice versa. You got to do that. But you got to take another step nowadays. You got to think about home health care or things like that in nature, Gary, because more and more people are going in nursing home, and they don't understand how nursing homes act. they're first going to get all your assets. You got to pay your way, use up all your asset.
Right.
Then once you're out of money and broke, then the government will fund it.
Right. Fortunately, we have Medicaid, and if you have no way to provide for housing and food, Medicaid is going to accept you, but you do have to spend down your assets. So, you know, worst case, if you just have not saved enough, Medicaid will step in and Medicaid will house you, and they will provide food for you to eat. They'll provide your medical expenses. So I think nobody really should worry about being totally abandoned, but, you know, that's a last resort. Most people want to be as independent as they can for as long as they can.
Most people want to know the options, all available options, so that they can make the best choice. And that's one thing that you do with a complimentary consultation at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. You sit down and talk to them, find out what their goals are, what their assets are, review the portfolio, and come up with a plan. So please, our radio program listeners, pick up the phone, even if it's on the weekend, leave a message or write this number down. For a complimentary consultation, it's a local call at 251-625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free if you need it is 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And that contact can be a phone call, it can be a Zoom meeting, it can be a meeting in person. You know, take the first step. And just give us a call and ask us what your most pressing retirement question is. Are you worried about having enough money to maintain your lifestyle? Are you worried about what your health care costs are going to be? Are you worried about whether your taxes are going to go up? You know, we don't give legal advice. We don't give tax advice. We rely on strategic partners in the legal and the accounting field to do that.
Right.
But I think part of our job is to help you think about things that maybe aren't in the forefront of your mind. You know, we all think about retirement and we think about how comfortable we want to be, but we don't really sit down and say, well, what are my risks in retirement?
You know, it's funny, my wife's filling in right now. Dorothy's out with, you know, back surgery, and she's in there, and Jewel's kind of strong-willed, and she said, let me just ask, you know, we had two clients in there yesterday. They said, why did y'all choose Safe Harbor Financial? You know, I was curious. She said, well, because we trust y'all. Y'all sound like trustworthy people. We like you, and we decided this is where we wanted to put our money.
Yeah,
good.
And that makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, it does.
And you have to build trust. You have to build trust by listening and not just saying, oh, well, this is where I would put the money. You listen to ask, well, how are you saving? And, you know, what do you need? You know, what do you really need in retirement? Yeah. How much income do you need? Some of our clients are just happy to live on Social Security. For a lot of people, Social Security is not going to be enough.
No.
So, and that's why most of us have saved in our 401s or our pensions or our 403Bs, you know, whatever you want to call the retirement program that you're putting money in.
Well, you never know, Gary, with taxes, inflation, if you live longer than you think you're going to live, it's going to eat away at that income, too.
Yeah, it definitely is. Taxes, inflation are some of the big six, you know, longevity, health care cost, running out of money before you run out of life, increased taxes, inflation, and unexpected expenses. Well, we really don't have a lot of control over inflation. You know,
No.
Inflation is a whole bunch of factors. Right now we're seeing prices up because of shortages that were created by an artificial...
Because of our president.
Well, because of the pandemic last year, and people were not able to get into some of their jobs. So now we're seeing shortages because some of the manufacturing people could not get in. You know, lumber, the sawmills were shut down. So, you know, we help you take a look at all of the factors. You know, I wish I would have had a really good financial advisor when I was young, because I've made mistakes. I wish I could tell you that I'm perfect. Well, I don't, but you know, you have to have someone that will sit with you and say, well, what are you worried about? Because most people will not say, well, I'm worried about increased taxes. In our parents' lifetime, when they were thinking about retirement, they believed their taxes would be lower in retirement. They were going to make less money. Our taxes, they would just not owe as much in taxes. Well, that's not the reality for people that are planning to retire today. It's very likely that our taxes could go up in the future. Our income taxes are already guaranteed to go up in 2026. Now, Congress could change that. They could extend the tax cuts that we got in 2017, but there's no telling what they're going to do when they get there, because the tax cuts were there for a certain period of time. And when they expire, Congress can just do nothing, and our tax rates will go back up to where they were in 2017.
Well, I remember, and I've said this story many times, you know, my father retired from U.S. Steel. He had 30-something years out there, and he had a pension, and he had a Social Security, and that's what he lived on. But, you know, I didn't realize it now because I was a kid, but I realized that he had less and less money as time went on.
Sure.
Because of taxes, inflation. So, you know, he didn't have that extra little money he could activate when he needed it. It was just what he had was fixed income, and that was it. You know, so you got to have something you can, besides that now. You got to have something that'll grow with inflation, something you activate when you need it. And it's good to have a pot that you can go in and get money out of when you need it.
Absolutely. It's good to call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne and take advantage of the offer of a complimentary consultation or seats at an upcoming seminar. Are you going to have seminars again over the summer?
We absolutely are. We scheduled 4 in the last month, and we're working through the appointments that we generated through those. You know, part of the challenge in dinner seminars is making sure that we can go to a restaurant that has enough staff. You know, there's still shortages for restaurants everywhere. If you're not seeing hiring signs in a lot of restaurants. Now, hopefully, as people can get vaccinated and get back to work, you know, the shortages of labor will be alleviated. But yes, okay, we are definitely planning more seminars.
So call the phone number for Safe Harbor Financial in Daphne, whether it's for a seat at a seminar or a consultation. Those numbers again, 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Or ask Jim Byrd, B-Y-R-D. You know, because, you know, most people may think Ask Byrd, B-I-R-D, but Ask Jim Byrd, BYRD.com, and you'll go right to the Safe Harbor Financial website, and you can leave a question for us there. Like I said, there's information there on retirement planning. You know, the most important thing you can do for yourself is plan some guaranteed income, because that way, when you're living longer because of longevity, you're going to be able to count on having a monthly check, just like you've had with Social Security. But remember, with Social Security, if you and your spouse are both working and receiving Social Security, one of those Social Security checks is going to stop when one of you passes away.
That's correct.
With the strategies we use, if both of you have an income stream with a guaranteed income, it's not going to go away. It's still going to be there for the rest of your life and the rest of your spouse.
Most of the pension plans, Gary, the old pension plans, you know, reduction in that too when the spouse died.
Right.
You got a reduction. I know my dad had, you got a 50% reduction. And my wife, my mother got a 50% reduction in his pension.
Right.
So, you know, that's reduction. You got to be prepared for that. You know, you got to take care of your spouse, and because they're going to have a lot less income than they had before you died. So
right,
you got to prepare for that, and we can help you plan for that. That's what we do.
And think about what a pension plan was. A pension plan was a reward for a loyal worker to remain with a company for a significant number of years. It was completely funded by the employer. It was completely managed by the employer, so they were taking all the risks. And that got to be an expensive proposition when people started changing jobs. That's just what's happened in our society over the last few years. So we changed from defined benefit plans to defined contribution plans, 401ks, 403bs, call them SEPs. You know, you had to start planning for your own retirement.
That's what the companies did. They wanted you to do, put the burden on you and take it off of them. That's what they did. And there's very few defined contribution plans out there anymore.
Defined benefit plans.
Benefit plan. I mean, real retirement plans are out there. Some of the big companies still have them, but there's very few out there.
Right. And you know, I experienced this myself because I had a 401k. Well, the nice thing about the 401k, my contributions were going in. right out of my payroll check. So I didn't think about it. The company had a company that was managing the 401k, and I had a few options to pick for how I wanted the money invested. I could be very conservative, or I could take a much more aggressive approach. But basically, I didn't have to do anything. So it spoils you. You know, you start thinking, it goes back to what I said about people retire happily, but they're not planning because they haven't had to manage it themselves. That's why when someone comes in and talks to us about a pension that may have a guaranteed payout or a monthly payout, sometimes we suggest to them they take the lump sum
option,
and then get control of it themselves. Because otherwise, you're not making the decisions on where your money's invested.
If you've got an old 401k out there that you've maybe changed companies, you got it with an old company, for God's sake, don't leave it there. Come out and talk to us. We had that situation yesterday. Old 401k sitting out there, and they just let it stay out there, dwindling, not doing anything. Come bring it in to us. Let us show you how to make that thing work for you, okay?
That's a very good point. Once again, those numbers to contact Safe Harbor for a complimentary consultation, 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. I'll do Vicky's way and say
1226.
1226.
And you know, talking about 401ks, you know, many people, as they change jobs, and this happens all the time, we'll have a client come in, they're nearing retirement, and they'll say, well, I've been with this company 15, 18 years. I have a 401k. Well, wonderful. We can help you if you want. Move it, put it in things that you have control of to help it grow. But then quite often, as we're looking at what they have, they'll say, oh, yeah, I worked for this company for 8 or 9 years. They had a 401k, and, you know, I forgot about it.
Yeah.
It's not unusual at all for people to have $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $40,000 sitting in a 401k that they've totally forgotten about because they didn't move it. Because when you're younger, sometimes you can move it, sometimes it's more cumbersome, and sometimes people just forget.
Well, even if you can't move at all, if you're actively working and got a 401k, sometimes employers won't let you move at all, but you can move part of it.
Right.
And get something started with us that you can add to after you fully retire. Especially if you're in a few years retirement, I encourage you to do that, folks. Don't leave it to perchance in there, letting it grow in the market return, especially if the market's taking a downturn as it has lately, because you could be losing money, getting in a hole that you can't get out of.
But it goes to just common sense. You know, that old adage, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
You know, don't put everything that you have in one place. You have a securities license where you can put people in different aspects of the stock market, but you'd never put them in one model or one strategy. You spread it out, so depending on what economic conditions are going on, you're going to take advantage of different things when different things happen. Nobody can just pick one thing in the stock market and know it's going to grow. And in fact, if you can find me one person who is always right on the stock market, I want to know their name, because nobody knows all the answers. And we get lulled in the vast amount of information that we have today. You know, we got pundits on television, and, you know, I listen to some of them. And, of course, I remind them myself, they got a television show, but they're talking about different investments. Well, anything in the world can happen at any time to affect which company is on the leading edge. So, yes, if you're young and you come to us, we're going to put you a significant part, probably depending on your risk tolerance, in the market. Yeah. But when you're in your 40s and your 50s and your 60s, you need to be getting much more conservative because you don't have time to make up the losses. That's an important thing, people don't think about. Let me ask you this math problem. When does negative 30 plus 43 equal zero?
That's a good one.
It's kind of a trick question.
Never.
Well, let me give you an example. Let's consider you have $100,000 in a stock portfolio. And just like happened last year, it dropped 30%. So now you have $70,000 in your portfolio. Market just took a 30% drop. Well, just because the market goes back up 30%, you're not where you were. You know, you probably have to have about a 40 or 43% increase just to be back where you were. So as you get older, the risk of losing money if you're heavily involved in the stock market is a real risk because of longevity. You don't have enough time to make up the losses. If you're 30, yeah, you have 30, 40 years to make up a significant loss. If you're retiring at 65, if you were retiring last March, you had a 30% drop and you needed to start taking income or money out right then, you got a double whammy. Well, triple. You're going to have to pay taxes because most stock accounts are taxable. You're taking money out when you're at a low point because if you're retiring, you need money, and you're hoping to make that up at the same time.
Most important factor in being in the market is time, Gary.
Yes, it is.
And we don't, you know, a lot of people we deal with don't have enough time to deal with it. You know, you got risk, and you try to make it up by taking more risk.
Yeah.
That might be the thing to do either, because then you got bigger drops when you lose.
People feel like they have to stay in the market to be able to create enough income
right. To
maintain their lifestyle, whereas, you know, there are other alternatives where you can still continue to grow your money, but it's not nearly as much at risk for the market, because we face risks every day. We face risks with the longevity that's going to make our money last. We face risk of our increasing health care costs. And we haven't even been able to touch on health care costs with things like Medicare, but Medicare is going to take care of most of our health care costs. But we're going to need help in looking at other supplements or Advantage plans that will help cover those costs. We have to make sure we're not running out of money, so we have to make sure that we're not just using one plan. We have to consider the fact that taxes may eat up more of what we have saved than what we had planned for. And then we have to worry a little bit about inflation. Inflation, like we said earlier, we really can't control inflation. It's there, but we can control these other factors.
When you're looking at a 401k or IRA, Gary, you made a good statement the other day. Remember, the company owns 15 to 20% of that right off the top.
The IRS, yeah, they
do.
Because you've been putting the money in tax deferred. I'll give you a tip right now. When you're young, use things like Roths. Go ahead and buy the IRS out, and we can do this at any time with some of your strategies. Buy the IRS out, pay them the tax rate today while our taxes are low. And then when you start taking your money out, if you don't have to pay taxes on it, then you don't care if taxes go
100%. Way ahead of the game.
How would you like to get ahead of the game? Those that are listening, take advantage of the complimentary consultation. Even what you say, it doesn't hurt to get a second opinion. Even if you think you're situated the way you want to be, why not get a second opinion? And that portfolio review with Jim Bird and Gary Garner from Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Laurie.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor in Daphne. 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. You can also log on to AskJimBird.com. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at the same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.